HEB and McAllen Performing Arts Foundation team up for a night of culture and community. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, McAllen, August 30, 2024. HEB and the McAllen Performing Arts Foundation are again joining forces to unite the community for an unforgettable evening of wine, music, and philanthropy. The 2024 Noche de Vino event details were unveiled at a recent press conference, where speakers highlighted how the event aligns with their shared commitment to fostering cultural appreciation and supporting the local performing arts community. The event, set to take place on September 21 at the McAllen Convention Center, promises to be an elegant affair under the theme, Night at the Opera. Focusing on wine tasting, gourmet food, and music, Noche de Vino will immerse attendees in a world of sophistication and community spirit. The event will also be a significant fundraiser, with all proceeds supporting the McAllen Performing and Cultural Arts Foundation. Mayor Pro Tem Omar Quintanilla enthusiastically opened the event, reflecting on the success of last year's Noche de Vino, and the anticipation for this year's edition. "It's becoming one of my favorite events of the year, and I hope it is for you as well," Quintanilla said. He emphasized the importance of community support, noting that every dollar raised will directly benefit local youth and the performing arts community, ensuring access to world-class performances and opportunities. Quintanilla also highlighted the city's commitment to civic pride and sustainability, mentioning the McAllen Shines program, which promotes cleanliness and environmental responsibility. He proudly announced that all bottles used at Noche de Vino will be collected and recycled, evidence of the city's dedication to keeping McAllen beautiful and sustainable. Eugera Flores, Executive Director of the McAllen Performing and Cultural Arts Foundation and Director of the McAllen Convention Facilities. Flores shared a personal story about her early career as an intern at HEB, underscoring the company's deep roots in the community and its firm support for local initiatives. "This moment is very full circle for me," she said, expressing her gratitude for the partnership with HEB and its positive impact on the arts community. Flores highlighted the foundation's mission to make the arts accessible to all, regardless of background or financial status. "We want to ensure we have more kids dancing on our stages and more performances that everybody can attend," she stated. She also announced a forthcoming season of free concerts and scholarships funded by events like Noche de Vino. Flores emphasized that the arts are about entertainment and fostering community spirit, economic growth, and cultural vibrancy. The event's festive theme, Night at the Opera, was detailed by Andre from the Border Region marketing team. He promised a magical evening where attendees are encouraged to wear masquerade attire and enjoy a curated selection of wines and gourmet dishes. "Noche de Vino promises a sensory journey like no other," Andre said, noting that HEB's wine stewards have carefully selected a diverse range of wines to cater to all tastes and budgets. He also stressed the philanthropic spirit of the event, with all net proceeds going to support the McAllen Performing and Cultural Arts Foundation. As the press conference concluded, the speakers reiterated the importance of community collaboration in driving cultural and economic growth. "Noche de Vino is not just an event but a celebration of McAllen's commitment to the arts, culture, and shared experiences. The evening promises to be a highlight of the year, bringing together community members to support a cause that enriches the lives of everyone in the region." Tickets for Noche de Vino are now available. The community is encouraged to mark their calendars for September 21st and prepare for an unforgettable night of elegance and generosity. For more information, visit nochedevino.net. Supporting events like Noche de Vino, HEB, and the McAllen Performing Arts Foundation demonstrate that when local businesses and cultural institutions unite, they can create a lasting impact, fostering a vibrant and a community for